Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast brought to you by Gowin Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, brought to you by Harvard Western Insurance. We don't judge. Here's another reminder to renew your plates today. Visit harvardwestern.com. And brought to you by Assiniboia Livestock for the most reliable and dependable way to market your livestock. Today, the province's Minister of Agriculture outlines drought aid for Saskatchewan producers. We also have reaction from the stock growers and the NDP. We have the latest crop report. Regina-based AGT spends $65 million on a grain handling facility near Delisle. It's opening today. The farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Johnson's Grain, helping growers contract any type of grain. Call 1-800-324-7778. And Mazenk Fuels, your local branded Petro-Canada wholesaler for over 40 years. Fill up the tank, call Mazenk, 306-721-6667. The Saskatchewan government has announced immediate steps to help producers facing shortages of livestock feed and water due to drought. Agriculture Minister David Merritt says he's asking Ottawa to implement a tax deferral on livestock sales. He says the Crop Insurance Corporation will ensure damaged crops can be put to alternate use for livestock feed.
SCIC is working with customers to ensure damaged crops intended for harvest can be put to an alternate use, such as silage, baling, or grazing. When crops are severely damaged and the appraised yield falls below an established threshold level, the yield is reduced to zero. SCIC is doubling the low yield appraisal threshold values for customers who salvage these crops for feed. We encourage grain producers to work with neighboring livestock producers to make feed available. Additionally, we are making changes to temporarily increase the maximum funding to livestock producers can receive from the Farm and Ranch Water Infrastructure Program for dugouts, wells, and pipelines. Presently, costs related to dugouts, pipelines, and wells are funded at 50% of eligible costs to a maximum rebate of $50,000 over the lifetime of the program. For the period of April 1, 2021 to October 31, 2021, the maximum rebate for livestock producers will triple. The first $50,000 will be based on a 50-50 cost share basis, and the remaining $100,000 will be on a 70-30 government producer cost share basis. This will further help with the development of secure, sustainable water sources for the livestock producers. I also recommend that producers consider contacting the specialists at any of our Ministry 10 regional offices across the province. These specialists are available to provide information on alternative feeding strategies, pasture management, assistance with water testing, and interpretation of feed and water test results.
That's Agriculture Minister David Merritt. This portion is brought to you by Prairie 6-inch eaves troughs. An inch makes a big difference. PrairieEavesTroughs.ca. And Farmtronics in Regina, your farm electronics specialists. From moisture testers to security cameras, keeping your farm running productively and efficiently since 1977. 380 Henderson Drive. The president of the Saskatchewan Stock Growers Association welcomes yesterday's provincial drought aid announcement. Kelsey Elford of Cairnport says the support is good news for a struggling industry.
That is an outstandingly good move forward for this drought situation that is devastating many producers in this province. The ability to access feed from crops that aren't gonna be able to yield anything anyways is a game changer to help things through in the livestock sector. We're still going to see a reduction in herd size. Unfortunately, there just is no feed out there in some areas. But the changes to crop insurance, the enhancement to the Farm and Ranch Water Infrastructure Program are good steps forward in giving producers the tools that they need to get through this drought. And we're very thankful that this government has chosen to do this, and we look forward to working with them.
Helford also welcomed the support around dugouts.
That's through the Farm and Ranch Water Infrastructure Program, and federally, I believe there's some funding available there as well. The issue is, lots of times there's grass available. This heat, the water quality is changing very quickly, and producers need to be checking the quality of their water because it can turn toxic for cattle. And in a couple of instances, I know producers that have spent north of $100,000 just to bring fresh water to their dugouts. And so the enhancement for a long-term solution for good, clean drinking water is going to help guys drought-proof, if that's a term I can use, their ranch for years to come.
Kelsey Alford is president of the Saskatchewan Stock Growers. The NDP agriculture critic says the Moe government's drought aid does not go quite far enough. Trent Weatherspoon says farmers need more support for water development projects.
The drought that we're experiencing and that producers and ranchers are experiencing is really devastating and causing real hardship and stress across the province with extreme conditions and through the southwest. And so we've been making calls for action on this front. We saw a few improvements being brought by the government yesterday, and that's good. But certainly those improvements don't meet the challenge that producers and ranchers are facing at this time. And, you know, this is a time where we really need to be all hands on deck. We've called for the province to ensure the deferral of federal livestock taxes is standard across the province, available to folks that are making really hard decisions right now, that are moving, you know, cattle to market. And, you know, we're also calling for the improvements to the Farm and Ranch Water Infrastructure Program. What we saw yesterday was a bit of an improvement, but the cost share doesn't go far enough, and it, you know, sort of favors some bigger projects. There needs to be equity on that front, and they need to scrap the PST on the digging of water projects as well, of the dugouts across the province. And importantly, we're calling for agri-stability payment rates to be improved. The government's really been holding those back when producers have been united, and to convene an urgent drought committee to be working with producers and ranchers at this time, because this is a real severe situation. And if this drought persists, all of what I'm talking about right now won't be enough to support agriculture and to support producers and ranchers in our province.
Trent Weatherspoon is the NDP agriculture critic.
Time now for Real Agriculture with Sean Haney. Brought to you in part by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamp's Integra Tire in Grenfell. Your locally owned Integra Tire dealers on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update. Bring the energy of Real Ag Radio to your next customer meeting or conference. From your stage, we'll record an episode in person to inform and provide insight on the latest in agriculture. Email advertising at realagriculture.com to learn more about this unique keynote opportunity. I am joined right now by Kim McConnell. Kim, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited.
I wouldn't expect any different. So you were a co-author with Karen Spencer on a paper that was just published through the University of Calgary, the Simpson Center, Alberta Agri-Food Futures. Do you feel that agriculture, although huge contributor to the Alberta economy, the Canadian economy for that matter, is sort of, I don't know if underappreciated is the word, but we're always chasing, you know, the next thing, you know, tech, and in Alberta, it's all about, you know, how do we get oil and gas to come back? But here's agriculture just doing its thing. Is that kind of how you see it?
Yes, but again, I'll come back and say, Sean, I think we're more than primary agriculture. And too often that when we say agriculture or agriculture and food, that's the perception we think of as primary agriculture. And let's be clear on this, is that our strength as an agri-food industry is based upon this very solid foundation of our primary agricultural industry. But the opportunities are beyond just the primary agriculture industry. They're in agribusiness, in the food processing, in the investment opportunities. As you and I know, and I think it's time others know, We are the industry of the 21st century. We're an industry of jobs. We're an industry of investment. We're an industry of growth. We're us and forestry are one of few, if maybe not the only, industry that can positively contribute to consumer issues, important consumer issues like carbon capture and climate. And those are things that we often get overlooked and need to come forward and be able to see. We're an industry of high tech. We're not just urban. We're also not just rural. We're also urban, and we're traditional, but we're high tech, and we touch everybody. We have a great story to tell, but it's not always resonating.
What are some of the challenges and obstacles, Kim, that you see that are really shackling us from really letting loose and letting this agriculture and agri-food industry, all the way from primary, all the way up the chain? How do we unleash ourselves? What's stepping in our way?
Well, I think we have there's a number. One of them I believe is that we would do well with a strong champion for our industry. Dominic Barton a few years ago initiated that, and you could see the excitement and almost the eyes of many people say, wow, I never even thought of agriculture and food as being a platform, a catalyst for the Canadian economy. We need a champion. We need our prime minister, our premiers, our senior players championing the agricultural industry, elevating our awareness both domestically and internationally on the benefits that we can do. I think that would be one of the things. I think we also need to be able to have we have a lot of regulations, and we are very slow on our regulations. Nobody is trying to say go backwards and not have high standards that we must meet. But by golly, we got to go a little quicker than what we are. If investments are going to be made in different things, then the municipalities and provinces and the country as a whole needs to get on board and be able to go a little quicker than we are. And so I think that's another challenge. There's investment or funding challenges, but I'm personally a little less concerned about that, Sean, because if we have a good plan and you see the opportunities that we can have, money will often flow to that. But let's make it easy so that the investments can be made and made to be able to so that people can participate and go forward from there.
Well put. Kim, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com.
Infuse some energy into your next corporate event, customer meeting, or conference with Real Ag Radio, Canada's national agriculture radio show. Create a unique experience at your next event with host Sean Haney, broadcasting Real Ag Radio live on Sirius XM, featuring exciting guests, captivating interviews, and the latest news from the agriculture community. Contact advertising at realagriculture.com or call 587-787-1795 to book your on-location with Real Ag Radio today.
Apply pre-emergent Edge Microactive Group 3 herbicide from Gowan, Canada before seeding your canola. Maximize yield today and manage resistance tomorrow. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan, Canada.
The official 620 CKRM Farm Weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devon at 352-1866. And Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in. No appointment necessary or visit moosejawtruckshop.com. Today, partly cloudy. Risk of a thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight, hazy. Wind south 20, gusting to 40. The high today, 32. The low, 17. Friday, sunny and hazy. The high, 34. 60% chance of evening showers. The low, 19. Saturday, sunny. The high, 32. The low, 18. Sunday, sunny, the high 34, the low 17. Monday, sunny, the high 33, the low 18. Tuesday, sunny, the high 33, the low 18. Wednesday, sunny, the high 32. Normal high for this day, 25. The normal low is 11. The sun rose at 5:04 this morning. It sets at 9:05 tonight. And around the province, the hot spot is Maple Creek in the southwest corner at 33. The cold spot, way up north, Uranium City at 23. Estevan is 29. Saskatoon, 32. Swift Current, 29. Weyburn, 31. Yorkton is 29. Regina, sunny and 30. That's 86 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the south at 21. Humidity is 43%. The barometer falling 101.0. Sunny in Moose Jaw, 32. Winds are from the south at 30. Once again, Regina, sunny and 30. That's 86 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers. McDougallAuctions.com, and brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. The latest Saskatchewan crop report says fields are advancing rapidly due to hot, dry weather. Provincial Crops Extension Specialist Matt Struthers says prolonged heat and dry conditions has caused crops to be short, thin, and advancing prematurely due to stress.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of change from previous weeks. You know, we've been singing the same tune for quite a while. The hot, dry weather is just forcing those crops to kind of abandon hope of making it to the end of the season, and they're just trying to ripen and set seed as quickly as possible. And, you know, I've heard of barley fields that aren't even knee-high, and they're starting to head out. So that's just not good. You know, that affects your yield, it affects your quality, and the bottom line for many farmers.
So how widespread is the area where crops are short, thin, and advancing prematurely?
Sadly, it's the entire province. There's reports of short, thin, stunted crops all over. But of course, there always are little pockets of good spots, you know, spots that have gotten enough rain either early in the season that the soil had enough to hold on to, or they've had rain recently. One that just comes to mind up around the Weyburn area, actually, there's a few fields that look like they haven't been touched by the heat, but that'll certainly change since no moisture has been received and the heat is going nowhere. So those fields will also start to show signs of heat stress.
Have you any numbers yet? What kind of yield reduction you expect?
As way of numbers, no. There's a lot of, you know, coffee row numbers coming through from farmers, you know, but nothing solid yet. You know, a lot of that in about 2 weeks, the beginning of August, I suspect that there'll be some combines rolling in some fields. And at that time, it'll be a lot easier to say, you know, the yield reduction and quality. Certainly going to be a reduction in both yield and quality. But to say right now, it's hard. There's still some fields that have potential. So you have to wait for those ones to make it or break it.
What areas had rain this past week?
Well, luckily the Foam Lake area got some rain and 64 mils, and other scattered thunder showers across the province brought some precipitation to areas like Odessa, Mossbank, and Humboldt. But those areas also experienced some severe and quite damaging hailstorms. So it helped. The rain helped, but also that hail decimated many crops. And then Radville and Rock Glen got some rain. Same with Avonlea. With 22 mils. So a bit of rain in other parts of the province, you know, they either got trace amounts or 5 mils, but nothing, unfortunately, none of this moisture is enough to offset the heat and the already deficit moisture.
What were the main causes of crop loss this past week?
The main causes were, dry soils, hot temperatures, hot winds. Grasshoppers have exploded, to use a word. Many farmers are out there spraying them down on crops that are still salvageable. That severe hailstorm that ripped through many parts of the province, along Highway 42 and Highway 11, parts along the highway have been completely mowed down. So that's never good, especially in a year like this where the crop is already damaged and behind.
How is haying progress?
Well, it's coming along good for the most part where guys are able to cut where the grass is long enough, but they're sitting at 26% of the hay now cut with 39 either baled or put into silage. Quality is rated as 4% excellent, 48% good, 33% fair, and 15% poor. And in response to the feed shortage this year, the Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation is going to double its low yield appraisal threshold values for customers who salvage their cereal and pulse crops as feed. And that's not going to negatively impact your future individual coverage. And so, yeah, any customers who are interested in doing that, please contact your local SCIC office before you bale or graze any of those damaged crops.
The Ministry of Highways also reminds producers that grass is available at no cost for haying in highway ditches and rights of way. Since July 8th, producers have been able to harvest any unclaimed hay without seeking permission of the adjacent landowner. This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelmann Industries. Look to Degelmann for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. AGT Foods and Ingredients is holding official opening ceremonies today for a $65 million facility in Delisle, about 290 kilometers northwest of Regina. The Delisle Terminal Facility and Mobile Rail Consolidation Center will handle a variety of grains and pulse crops. Murad Al-Khatib is the president of AGT Foods and Ingredients. He spoke with 620 CKRM's Ryan McNally.
Well, you know, Delisle for us is actually a pretty significant place. It's where the railway, the Big Sky Railway, actually starts, you know, into our West Central Road and Rail network. So, you know, we chose Delisle as the place where we can bring our traffic from the Last Mountain Railway from Regina to Davidson and up to Saskatoon, and then the West Central traffic. It all consolidates at this new, you know, grain processing and rail consolidation center we built. Pretty exciting project.
What are you planning on doing with this facility?
You know, this is actually quite interesting. You know, we are, you know, proud that we were the winner of the tender for the Saskatchewan government grain car fleet. So, you know, all the Saskatchewan grain cars that used to drive around this country are now owned by AGT. And so what we're going to be enacting now is an identity preserved, traceable, high quality bulk grain handling system. So, you know, we're going to be taking durum wheat and canola and, of course, lentils and peas. And we're going to be trying to put together, you know, high quality, large shipments, you know, into an international network of millers and clients. And, you know, people are looking for high quality Canadian products, and bulk vessels are an important part of our transportation system. This investment gives AGT a big bulk capacity, but it's in a different way. Identity preserved and traceable, because each shipment stays at each rail car until it hits the vessel.
So obviously you're taking a wide variety of grains with this terminal. What do you hope to make with the grains that end up there?
Well, you know, of course, when we talk about durum and pulses and canola, and we look at, you know, the clients that we have in the world, you know, and I talk about quality and I talk about identity preservation and traceability and food safety, you know, we're really targeting global millers and global oil processors. So, you know, we think there's an opportunity, you know, where, you know, we've got very high quality grains here, and fair average quality of grains, you know, into an international marketing system where everything gets commingled and blended. You know, we believe that over time, you know, producers and processors like us lose opportunities to create to capture value. So the Delisle Grain, you know, handling and consolidation center is as much about logistics, because it's our short line railway systems and our grain cars, but it's also about getting that, you know, characteristic and trait, high-quality product available for millers in the world. So, you know, it's going to go to pasta manufacturers, it's going to go to canola oil processors, and it's going to go to bakery and you know, milling companies around the world.
Obviously, with a tough growing season this year and drought-like conditions likely going to be, you know, continuing for the next couple of years, does that kind of throw a wrinkle into the plans you have for the Delisle site?
Well, July 31st of this year will be 20 years since I incorporated a little company in the basement of my house in Saskatchewan. So I'm here for the next 20 years, not for the next year or two. I mean, it's going to be tough, you know, around the province this year, and West Central Saskatchewan and the Southwest are looking pretty rough. But you know, again, we'll remain optimistic that what's going to come off is going to be high quality. And, you know, what we're going to do is do our best to find the best markets for those and produce markets for our growers and try and make some margin at the same time.
How many jobs are going to be created from this Delisle facility?
We actually have two things going on. One is, of course, the grain processing, but, you know, as I mentioned, the rail operations are also kind of consolidated there. So we built 6 3-kilometer long rail tracks so that we have, you know, enough storage and spots for, you know, up to about 1,000 rail cars of grain. And in addition to that, we've got our rail car repair, our locomotive repair, and our short line rail operations. We bought another business in Delisle called, used to be called Cobra Manufacturing. So there's going to be about 45 full-time jobs at this location. So pretty material for a little community. And, you know, we're pretty excited, you know, about being a big part of the economy in that region and, you know, close to Saskatoon, but a really vibrant rural economy there.
Murad Al-Khatib is the president of AGT Foods of Regina. Market Update is brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. If you are a Costco member, get huge savings on current 2019 and 2020 SUVs right now. And brought to you by Sask Pork, Saskatchewan's growing and vibrant hog industry creates economic spin-offs and career opportunities in our rural communities. Find out more, visit saskpork.com. Grain prices were showing upward movement in early trading. Canola gained $8.10 at $877.17. Number one red spring wheat went up $8.11 at $374.27. The rest were unchanged. Durham, $336.20. Feed barley, $254.65. Flax, $677.94. Lentils, $751.50. Oats, $216.53. Yellow peas, $347.27. Feed wheat, $238.84. On the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, September spring wheat is up 13.5 cents at $8.86¼ a bushel. The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn, 842-4574. And now the latest livestock quotes.
Good afternoon. This is the Yorkton Heartland Livestock Market Report for the week of July the 14th. A big run here at Yorkton yesterday, over 700 cows and bulls, 500 feeders, 1,250 total head here. Cows and bulls selling steady from our last sale. D1, D2 cows, 75 to 85, sales to 87, 88. We only had a handful of cows that hit 90. D3 cows, 65 to 75. Cows are averaging 81 cents. Good bulls, 106 to 116, sales to 118, 119. Bulls are averaging 109. Onto the feeder market. These feeders are selling strong and active. Listen up. 4 to 500 pound steers, 235 to 255. 5 to 6s, 225 to 245. 6 to 700 pound steers, 212 to 224. 7 to 800 pound steers, 195 to 213. 8 to 9s, 175 to 194. And 9 to 1,000 pound steers, 160 to 180. On the heifers, 4 to 500 pound heifers, 190 to 210. 5 to 6s, 185 to 205. 6 to 700 pound heifers, 180 to 198. 7 to 8, 175 to 185. 8 to 900 pound heifers, 168 to 178. And 9 to 1,000 pound heifers, 150 to 170. Pay attention, producers. With the big numbers of cattle on the move, we decided to have a sale on Wednesday, July the 21st. With lots of producers a little short of pasture, probably better to move them sooner than later. We will have a sale next Wednesday, July the 21st. And if you want something to do this weekend, the chuck wagon and chariot races will be happening this weekend. Come on down and watch the races under the comfort of the new grandstand. That's it for this week at Heartland Yorkton. I'm Harvey Exner. Have a good day.
And the latest Saskatchewan pork prices, $238.97 per CKG. Coming up, the resource report.
This is the Saskatchewan Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Jim Smalley.
Now the Resource Report, brought to you by the Prairie Co-op Grow Team, fueling farms, feeding families in Cupar, Ituna, Lipton, and Strasburg. Saskatchewan-based clean tech startup Prairie Robotics has announced closing of a $690,000 seed round led by Conexus Venture Capital. Prairie Robotics focuses on creating new technologies in the smart city space to make recycling simple. Prairie Robotics places cameras, GPS, and computers on board recycling collection vehicles. The new technology allows municipalities and waste management companies to identify contaminants at the household level. Prairie Robotics is changing the economics and impact of the recycling industry by removing contamination from the recycling stream. Co-founder Sam Dietrich says pilot projects have shown that contaminants are simply due to a lack of education, and by using targeted education, recycling processing costs can be significantly reduced. He says the goal is greener cities with less waste. The company was a winner in the Innovation Challenge with the Saskatchewan government in 2019. On the markets, the TSX is up 36 points at 20,183. The Dow has gained 34 points at 34,967. Oil is down 66 cents at $72.47 a barrel. The Canadian dollar is down 46 one hundredths of a cent at 79.45 cents U.S. That's the resource report. If you missed any segment of the show, tune in to the on-demand Saskatchewan Agriculture Today podcast, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good farming.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.